Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Akata Learn, your lifelong education companion. And today, we're delving into the timeless wisdom of Howard Marks, as shared in his book, The Most Important Thing. Marks is a legendary investor and co-founder of Oaktree Capital Management, known for his deep understanding of risk and long-term investing. In this episode, we're going to explore some practical applications and reflections from the book, helping you to navigate the complex world of investing. So, grab your notebook and let's dive in. The Most Important Thing is a book by Howard Marks, a renowned investor and co-founder of Oaktree Capital Management. The book provides valuable insights and principles for successful investing. Marks emphasizes the importance of risk management and understanding market cycles. He discusses concepts such as second-level thinking, contrarianism, and the role of luck in investing. Marks highlights the significance of being cautious and patient when making investment decisions and the need to avoid herd mentality. Overall, the book offers a thoughtful and practical approach to achieving investment success by focusing on risk and discipline in the face of market uncertainty. Now, let's take a quick look at the summary of each chapter to give you a taste of what you can expect from this classic. Chapter 1 of The Most Important Thing by Howard Marks is titled The Most Important Thing Is. In this chapter, Marks lays the foundation for the rest of the book by discussing the core concept that is central to successful investing, the most important thing. Howard Marks opens the book by posing the question, what is the most important thing? He acknowledges that there is no single answer to this question, as what is most important in any given situation can vary. However, when it comes to investing, Marks argues that the most important thing is understanding risk. He suggests that being able to assess and manage risk effectively is the key to successful investing. Chapter 2, Second-Level Thinking. In this chapter, Marks introduces the concept of second-level thinking. He argues that successful investors need to think deeper and more critically than others, considering not only what the consensus believes but also how that consensus might be wrong. Second-level thinking involves assessing the potential outcomes and their probabilities, rather than merely reacting to first-level thinking and superficial analysis. Marks emphasizes that first-level thinking is common and simplistic, involving straightforward reactions to news or market trends. Second-level thinking, on the other hand, requires a more nuanced and thoughtful approach. It involves considering the impact of various scenarios, understanding the limits of one's knowledge, and recognizing that markets are influenced by others who may be equally intelligent and informed. Chapter 3, Understanding Market Efficiency and Its Limitations. Marks discusses the concept of market efficiency, which suggests that all available information is already reflected in asset prices. He argues that markets are mostly efficient but not perfectly so. There are instances where asset prices deviate from their intrinsic values, presenting opportunities for investors who can identify these inefficiencies. Understanding the limits of market efficiency is crucial for successful investing. Marks acknowledges that the efficient market hypothesis, EMH, has merits but is not infallible. He points out that market participants are not always rational, and emotions can lead to price distortions. Investors who study these deviations can potentially profit from them. Chapter 4, Value. This chapter delves into the concept of value investing, where investors seek assets that are undervalued relative to their intrinsic worth. Marks stresses that value investing is essential, and the key to successful value investing is being able to accurately assess intrinsic value. Marks highlights the importance of having a margin of safety, which means investing when an asset's market price is significantly lower than your conservative estimate of its intrinsic value. Successful value investors must also recognize that intrinsic value is not a fixed number and can change over time. Chapter 5, The Relationship Between Value and Price. This chapter discusses how value and price relate to each other in the investment world. Marks points out that value is what an asset is worth, while price is what you pay for it. Prices can often deviate from value due to various factors, including market sentiment and psychology. Marks elaborates on how price and value interact. Investors must not only understand the concept of intrinsic value but also appreciate that prices are determined by supply and demand, investor sentiment, and other variables. An investor's job is to make decisions based on the gap between price and value. Chapter 6, Understanding Risk. Marks underscores the importance of understanding risk, which is central to his investment philosophy. He distinguishes between risk and uncertainty, emphasizing that risk is quantifiable and can be measured, while uncertainty is unquantifiable and cannot be managed. Marks provides insights into various types of risk, including fundamental risk, market risk, liquidity risk, and credit risk. He argues that investors should take a risk-conscious, rather than a risk-averse, approach by assessing and managing risk systematically. Chapter 7, Recognizing Risk. Marx expands on the idea of recognizing risk by discussing some common pitfalls and mistakes that investors make when assessing risk. These include over-optimism, overconfidence, and neglecting risks that seem less imminent. Marx encourages investors to be aware of psychological biases that can cloud judgment, leading to poor risk assessment. He highlights that recognizing and mitigating these biases is crucial to successful investing. Chapter 8, Controlling Risk. In this chapter, Marx delves into the practical aspects of controlling risk. He discusses risk control at the portfolio level and the importance of diversification, position sizing, and the avoidance of overconcentration. Marx emphasizes the significance of constructing a well-balanced portfolio and outlines strategies to reduce risk, such as setting limits on individual positions and having a mix of asset classes to spread risk. Chapter 9, Being Attentive to Cycle. Marx explores the idea that markets are cyclical and understanding these cycles is essential for investors. He discusses the economic and market cycles, highlighting that markets are driven by cycles of fear and greed. Marx stresses the importance of recognizing where we are in the market cycle and adjusting one's investment approach accordingly. Different phases of the cycle require different strategies, whether it's being cautious during periods of optimism or opportunistic during downturns. Chapter 10, Awareness of the Pendulum. Marx talks about market psychology and the pendulum-like swings between optimism and pessimism. He underscores the idea that investor sentiment is often driven to extremes, which can lead to market bubbles and busts. Marx advises investors to remain aware of the pendulum effect and not get carried away by market euphoria or panic. Recognizing the psychological factors at play in the markets is crucial for making informed investment decisions. Chapter 11, Combating Negative Influences. Marx discusses the negative influences that can affect investment decisions, including herd mentality, over-optimism, and other cognitive biases. He emphasizes that overcoming these influences is crucial for success in investing. Marx offers insights into how groupthink and other psychological biases can lead to poor decision-making. He encourages investors to think independently and develop their own views, even when the consensus opinion appears compelling. Chapter 12, Contrarianism. Marx advocates for contrarian investing, which involves going against the prevailing market sentiment. He explains that successful contrarianism requires independent thinking and a willingness to be different from the crowd. Marx presents the idea that the best investment opportunities often arise when there's a disparity between price and value, and this often occurs when the majority of investors are either overly optimistic or pessimistic. Being a contrarian means taking a less popular position when the market is excessively optimistic and avoiding the herd during periods of pessimism. Chapter 13, Finding Bargains. In this chapter, Marx discusses the practicalities of finding investment bargains. He explains that bargains are created when investors' perceptions deviate from reality, leading to mispriced assets. Marx provides guidance on how to identify and exploit investment opportunities, including through distressed debt, special situations, and market inefficiencies. He emphasizes that being a discerning and patient investor is key to finding these bargains. Chapter 14, Patient Opportunism. Marx emphasizes the value of patience in investing. He argues that successful investors are willing to wait for the right opportunities and avoid the pressure to constantly trade. Marx stresses that being patient doesn't mean being inactive. It means having the discipline to wait for attractive investment opportunities and the patience to let those opportunities develop over time. The chapter reinforces the importance of discipline and avoiding the temptation to make impulsive decisions. Chapter 15, Knowing What You Don't Know. Marx highlights the importance of recognizing the limits of one's knowledge and expertise. He discusses the danger of overconfidence and the benefits of acknowledging uncertainty. Marx encourages investors to be humble about what they don't know and to recognize that the future is inherently uncertain. Acknowledging one's limitations and areas of ignorance can help in avoiding costly mistakes and overestimating one's abilities. Chapter 16, It's All About Psychology. In the final chapter, Marx reiterates the significance of psychology in investing. He underscores that understanding investor psychology is fundamental to successful investing. Marx emphasizes the role of psychology in influencing market behavior and the importance of self-awareness in making sound investment decisions. He encourages investors to continuously work on improving their psychological discipline and judgment. The book concludes by reinforcing the idea that the most important thing in investing is mastering the psychological and risk management aspects of the craft. Successful investors should be attentive to cycles, be contrarian, and think independently while having the patience to wait for the right opportunities. Recognizing and controlling risk, as well as being aware of market inefficiencies and the limits of one's knowledge, are central themes throughout the book. Now, let's talk about the practical applications and actionable steps suggested by Marx. 1. Develop a framework for assessing risk. Investors should have a clear understanding of the risks associated with their investments. Marx suggests that investors should consider factors such as the company's financial health, industry trends, and competitive landscape when assessing risk. 2. Emphasize the importance of patience. Marx stresses the importance of having a long-term perspective when investing. Investors should be patient and avoid making impulsive decisions based on short-term market fluctuations. 3. Focus on value investing. Marx advocates for value investing, which involves identifying undervalued companies and investing in them for the long term. This approach emphasizes the importance of fundamental analysis and a deep understanding of a company's financials. 4. Be aware of market cycles. Marx suggests that investors should be aware of market cycles and adjust their investment strategies accordingly. For example, during a bull market, investors may want to be more cautious and focus on preserving capital, while during a bear market, investors may want to be more aggressive and focus on buying undervalued assets. Let's reflect on some of Howard Marx's timeless wisdom. The key to investment success is not intellect, but temperament. The future is never clear, and you pay a very high price in the stock market for a cheery consensus. Uncertainty is the friend of the buyer of long-term values. The most important thing is to be in the right place at the right time. But since you never know when the right time is going to be, it's important to be in the right place as much as possible. The biggest investing errors come not from factors that are informational or analytical, but from those that are psychological. The most important thing I do is to try to keep the portfolio positioned to maximize the chance of doing well over the long term, in light of the risks that I see. The bottom line is that the future is never knowable, and the key to investment success is to be prepared for any outcome. If you're going to be a successful investor, you have to be willing to stand by and watch other people make money on things that you passed up. And that's a wrap for today. Remember, investing is a journey, not a sprint, and understanding risk, practicing patience, and embracing value can set you on the path to success. We hope you found these insights valuable for your investment journey and you are encouraged to get a copy for more in-depth. Until next time, happy investing!